You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Crit Reacts. I know I haven't done one of these episodes in quite a while, but quite frankly, I haven't seen much of anything. And when we did the Ghost in the when I saw Ghost in the Shell, it was a little bit more easier, a little bit more convenient to do just go ahead and do the podcast version with Andy and Gene. On Ghost in the Shell than just do a react video. It would have been literally just coming out on the same day. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about the Star Wars, not just the Star Wars The Last Jedi panel. I mean not trailer, but we're talking about, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the panel too. Because I think the panel also presented some really fun moments, and it was great seeing the cast. Of course, you know, seeing Kathleen Kennedy is always a pleasure. And then, of course, as Mark Hamill described his director, this God, Rian Johnson. Like, and Rian Johnson literally does command the screen. Like, he is literally living the fanboy fantasy right now. So, we're talking about the trailer. Well, let's go back to the panel. So as we were, I was a little late to the panel because I was recording with a friend, with my friend Brandon Cooley. We were recording a little something for my audio production project, and we were very much just, you know, kind of goofing around, just like, you know, we have a few minutes to spare. Let's watch some of the panel, and we ended up watching the rest of the panel. I think we came in like 10 or 15 minutes into it. Not too long into it, because it started at 11 o'clock. So with that, we started talking about Star Wars. So with that, and then we were kind of talking through it, because, you know, it's just a panel. They're not going to talk too much about the movie. They're not going to spoil. And even if they did, we will not want to know too much anything about it. So we were just kind of talking and kind of watching it. And then we saw Mark Hamill on stage, and we pretty much watched all of it. And then Brandon left to go back home, and then before the trailer dropped, they kind of teased the audience by showing a teaser poster. Which the teaser poster, if you haven't seen it yet, look on Google or Yahoo Images for it. It's freaking fantastic. It's amazingly well constructed. It's kind of like the 1980s Vacation poster, but with just Rey holding up her blue Luke's blue lightsaber, and then above is kind of like a two-faced kind of deal with Luke and Rey, and it's done in silhouette red. And it was it's truly breathtaking. It's truly a great poster. I mean, it's a poster. It doesn't say much, emphasize too much, but it is going to be just as iconic as some of the other posters that have come out of Lucasfilm with their movies lately. So, they teased the audience a little bit more, with a trailer, and then finally they unveiled the trailer, showed it twice, and people went bonkers insane like expected. Now, the trailer itself, it's just a teaser trailer that runs a little under 2 minutes without all the YouTube tags at the end. It was really well done. It really had a good fade into the rocks, which we thought was space, but then we realized it was just some wet rocks that Rey falls on, and it's basically confirming that the movie is going to start right where episode 7 left off. As for other stuff in the trailer, we got to see, I think, the behind of Carrie Fisher's head in some stars. We got to see a broken, a pretty much mangled up mask of Kylo Ren. And then we saw some more images, and then the epic music builds up and swells to epic battle sequences that are just beautiful, well shot, very, very beautiful, colorful, that blend Dan Mandel cinematography from the from episode 7 with the new, like, look, new beautiful look that almost kind of looks a little bit, you know, at first like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie with the beautiful vistas and beautiful oceans, warmth colors, which will be nice in December. And then it's featured with very Star Wars-like imagery, cool shots of Millennium Falcon. It's nice to see the characters again. I think it's safe to say that for a good part of the movie, Finn will be kind of incapacitated for a little bit for the movie. And then, but this is going to be primarily Rey and Luke's story. As we saw some more little glimpses of flashbacks to the Knights of Ren when it was forming. All cool stuff. I really like the movie, the trailer so far. Is it going to be the last trailer I see? More likely not, because even if I avoided them online, I'm still going to have to watch them in theaters. So I can't avoid the Star Wars madness. But right now I'm kind of happy with the trailers, with the trailer we got. The last line, of course, is, hold on. The last line is, I know the truth. It's time for the Jedi to end. And it's just really good stuff. I mean, it's very much apparent that we're seeing, you know, a little bit more darker tone, but it's still like beautifully shot, very warm color. So I think this will be a great looking film. It's a great teaser. I really enjoy it. I think the Lucasfilm people have done a really good job. Okay, the quote was, sorry, it's time for the Jedi to end. It's, again, really good stuff. Really good stuff so far. Overall, I like the panel so far. I missed the 40th anniversary panel. I'm going to watch that later this weekend, and I'll continue to watch a couple more of the panels online. But other than that, I'm pretty excited for... I just wanted to say my thoughts on the Last Jedi trailer. I think it's fantastic. Let me know what you guys think of the trailer in the comment section on iTunes and Podbean. Let us know, and also subscribe if you haven't already. You can find my Twitter at the Movie Kale, and then you can also follow the Youth Critic the Youth Critic podcast and this show on at the Youth Critic. And that is it for this week. We will be back with you early next week for it's the Fate of the Furious. We'll be talking about that. I just uploaded the Fast and Furious retrospective last night. It's very fun. It's a little over 2 hours, but it's really me being schooled by Patrick and Andy. Patrick Campbell and Andy Comer on why this franchise is fantastic. Even though I still think this franchise, with all of it, you know, had a very weak start, but not terrible. But I don't think this franchise is bad. I don't think the Fast and Furious franchise is bad. I think it's good. But I like the comic book movies and Star Wars more. So that is it for this. That's it for today. Come back around Monday or Tuesday for the Fate of the Furious podcast. I'm just gonna say F8. Just come back for that podcast either Monday or Tuesday. I'm gonna try and record it this weekend. It's Easter weekend. I have a big. My whole family has a whole big family thing they want to do this entire weekend. So I'm going to be entirely busy. So I don't even know when I'm going to see The Fate and the Furious. I'm going to try and see it tonight. But I have a lot to do, and so we'll see how it goes. But anyway, check out my Facebook and also check out my Letterboxd for like reactions on The Fate and the Furious, either Friday or Saturday. And I will be back with you all next week with the F8 podcast. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Bye-bye.